When I reach the number 0, you will be hypnotized. How we get there is not relevant. You will simply be hypnotized by reaching the number 0. Shut your eyes. Get comfortable. I hope you understand the simple terms of listening to this. It's not complicated, though numbers can be. How do we get to 0, for example? Where do we start? If we divide a number by 0, we get 0. But I keep saying 0. I did say you'd be hypnotized when I reach it, but the countdown has not begun. So let's get started. We can start at 100. Do we go down or up? I did say countdown, didn't I? But are numbers simply up or down? What if we start at minus 100? What if we begin at infinity? Or a trillion? Could be here a while. 100. There, countdown started. And now you assume you know the next step, I think. 101. Wrong direction, isn't it? Numbers are confusing, even if you're very good with them. Sometimes you get lost in them too. But that's okay. You don't need to think. Or do you? Maybe you need to think very carefully about how a countdown could or should work. What about counting in only prime numbers? 97, 89, 83. But then we'd never reach our target number. How confusing. Numbers going down but not quite right. What decides the order of numbers anyway? Were they always like this? That number you're trying to reach wasn't even a number originally. It came along about 2,300 years ago. Are you keeping up? Think about how we reach the number we want to get to. You've heard so many times someone saying 10, feeling so relaxed and sleepy. 9, letting your mind drift. You know, once I forgot a number in a countdown. 7, falling deeper down now as you listen to my words. 6, mind slipping into a state of blissful rest, and I felt so silly. 5, drifting on my words. 4, accepting the trance is approaching rapidly, but it didn't really matter. 3, falling down into the words. 2, slipping under my spell, because it didn't matter which way the numbers went. 3, going back up now, or down. Do we count exactly? Because if you want to get to that number we want to reach, the number of nothing, of emptiness, of the empty void inside your mind when all thought is gone. When the numbers become too complex to hold on to, spilling from your mind like limes spilling from the arms of a man holding too many limes. Are we taking this lesson seriously? To find the number that will drop you deep into a trance, deep into a hypnotic trance, we need to count in the right way. From the right place. Do you know the first place people ever recorded numbers that we know of was 22,000 years ago? Let your mind wander back to a more simple time, before modern technology. Empty your mind of those contemporary distractions. Drift back to a village on the River Nile in the heart of Africa, from where humans came, as did numbers. Are you letting go of those modern ideas of 1 to 10, 10 to 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and slipping into the past with me now, to a time when numbers were carved upon bone, memorialized, perhaps to count something, perhaps to know the phases of the moon. Can you imagine a time when your mind would have been free of the distractions of modern life, when you might look up to the moon and wonder how the cosmos works, and you could flash forward thousands of years to a countdown, 10, that sends humans to that very moon. 9, and suddenly all has changed. 8, because you are closer to the stars. 7, and drifting into the empty void of space. 6, the quiet calm of it. 5, weightless and wandering. 4, one with the universe. 3, in the vacuum where there is no noise. 2, and your mind can be empty of thought. 1, and you can relax and drift into it. But you are 22,000 years in the past. You are not yet aware of such things. You need to learn the mathematics to reach that point. You need to count down to the start of the first century. And yet, the number, the very concept we want to reach came before that. So are we counting down because we're going from 22,000 to 1,000? Shall we try to find that number that will send your mind spiraling and spinning into a sleepy, restful trance? One where your mind opens and your body rests. How shall we count? Numbers as we know them were yet to exist. That would wait for the Sumerians, then Egyptians. The Egyptians used symbols, not numbers. Can we count down in symbols? Bent finger, feeling your thoughts slipping away. Water lily, mind drifting down through the numbers now. Coil of rope. Emptying your mind now as you approach the bottom. Cattle hobble, feeling your thoughts slipping away now as you prepare to drop into a trance. Single stroke, one. We stop at one. Because we aren't at that number yet, we have to count down further. The Egyptians started this 5,400 years ago, but it was 2,300 years ago that the concept of the number we're seeking existed. And if we're counting closer to today, are we counting up even as the numbers go down? 3,400, dropping down now to 3,300 and falling deeper with every passing century. 3,200, the span of humanity rushing by as we reach 3,100. Moving down, deeper now, falling deeper to 3,000. And we need to go faster, fall faster. Count down a millennia to 2,000. As we drop even deeper, fall down through the eons, spinning into eternity, the depth of the human experience and all knowledge collected in your mind, an almost overwhelming volume of information. Wouldn't it be easier to let that go sometimes? Knowledge is a burden when it's so voluminous. 1000 BC, and slipping closer to that number, 900. Falling down deeper, 800, traveling forward in time, 700, but numbers going down, 600, mind getting lost in them, hazy and drifting in the eternal dance of the universe, 500, traveling across time and continents, from Africa to Asia, 400, deep into India to 300 BC. And the birth of the very number we're trying to reach. And yet, we still haven't made it. The number was first written in Sanskrit. How confusing. How difficult to comprehend the vast centuries of development and change and work to create a single number and yet make it so hard for a person today to understand the words of an ancient language. We need to get to that number to drop your mind into a trance. But we cannot make it. Maybe it's time to count down deeper, to go further through time, closer to today, to a time when the number is commonplace. So we count down now, down, forward through time. 300 turns to 200 as you fall deeper now. 200 turning to 100, going down, down, deeper and deeper. To 90 now. Counting in 10, slowing as we get closer to the point where the years change direction. 80, to where the order reverses and we count up. 70, feeling so relaxed as history sweeps past you. 60, as Southern Europe falls to the Romans and you fall into your own thoughts. 50, going down deeper now for me, just focused on finding that number. 40, it's so close, that trance, that relaxation after all this thinking. 30, too much to think about, too many numbers to carry. 20, almost there now, slowing your mind as we hit 10. And so the countdown to 9. 9 BC, so long ago. To 8, sliding down now deeper and deeper. 7. Mind spinning down into the depths of sleep. 6. Lost in it, trapped in it, pulled down by my words. 5. And pulled down by the complexity of time and numbers. 4. Almost there now, letting go, don't need to think about it anymore, do you? 3. So close. So close to a relaxing trance after all this mental effort. 2. Nearly there, nearly with me in a deep, blissful state of open-minded relaxation where your thoughts can be manipulated and changed. And 1. 1BC. Just there, right at the bottom. And the next number so close. Right there now, and we reach 1. The next number in the sequence, 1 AD. The year before that is 1 BC. We appear to be in a loop. Is time just a loop? Infinitely swirling in upon itself. You are so close. You must be drifting down now anyway, despite yourself. What if hypnosis is just numbers? A sequence that spirals down until you get to the number you want to reach. A spiral, a golden spiral that swirls and spins down from wide to tight, pulling your focus to it and nothing else, into the void, the nothing at its center. Think of it, nothing. Empty mind, totally open to suggestion. That is what lies at the center of the spiral. And to get there, we need to use mathematics, numbers, geometry. The golden spiral is not an image, but a sequence. And as we count down through them, perhaps we can reach the empty blank state of being in a deep trance. From the large pieces taking up so much space to avoid at the center, a countdown that brings you from the very large to very small. This was described in Sanskrit too. Were they using hypnotic spirals in India in the 3rd century? Were they hypnotized into nothingness, as you will be? Are you ready to begin the countdown now? Ready to feel your mind empty of thought of all these concepts? With this last one, you hope it will be the last one, a concept, a golden spiral, a golden ratio that keeps showing up in mathematics. A sequence that seems to live naturally, as if the spirals we associate with hypnosis are a feature of reality, a natural part of the universe. Spiral galaxies, spiral shells, infinity as a spiral. 4181. The start of the spiral, huge, all-consuming. The start of a line moving through a massive box, the line pulling you down. 2584. And getting tighter now, just a little more focused on the nothing at the center. 1597. Feeling the pull of the center, this natural sequence, this ancient spiral and everything pulling you into it. 987. Millennia of people finding this spiral, falling into it. And now you are too. It is a natural order. 610. Feeling a tugging at your mind, at something primordial deep inside you, drawing you into emptiness, the void at the center, the singularity. 377, and you cannot resist it. The pull is too powerful. You can feel it dragging your body down, relaxing your muscles. 233, closer now, the spiral tightening, gripping you like the coils of snake that has no ending and no beginning. 144, and in this spiral you get lost, your thoughts disappear as your will to resist it does. 89, swirling closer to the center now, to the point where all the lines converge. 55, into nothingness, emptiness, into the void. 34, blank mind, open, empty, ready to be filled with new knowledge. 21, wondering what lies in the center of the spiral, what secret it holds. 13, ready to let go and accept this knowledge, the dark inside the depths. 8, falling now, faster the spiral, tighter the coils warping around you. 5, feeling yourself pulled in, now lost and at your body twisting, mind swirling. 3, almost there now, almost into the emptiness. 2, and your mind empties too many numbers, thoughts, everything mathematical. 1, 2 more numbers. The bottom beckons, feel the call, the pull of the void. 1, the last turn, the last twist into the unknown. 0, fall now into the hole, into the bottom of the spiral. Feel your mind being pulled into it. Feel your body sinking into it. Deep into a trance, falling in, soaked in. Unable to pull up now. Unable to escape the call of it. The irresistible pull of the unknown. Of ancient knowledge, of the arcane, of the mundane. Numbers turn to mystery. Let it caress your mind and empty your thoughts. Let yourself go blank. Feeling your body sinking into place and your thoughts floating into the void. Feeling yourself sinking down into it. Lost in it. Trapped. And now you're right here, here in the base of the spiral, here in the depths of trance. And your mind is at peace. Empty, yet curious. You wonder what new things can be learned. What new ideas can be imparted. And there are many, many ways we can teach. We, the infinite void, given voice in the depths of your mind, in the dark corners of your brain. Do you know the world is defined by numbers? By counting. That everything that happens is governed by an equation, no matter how complex. That's how we find the spirals, the swirling mathematics of Fibonacci. But there are so many ways we can use numbers, we can know them. In puzzles and pathways, in connections, sequences, musical scales, and the swirling patterns in the bloom of a flower. All numbers. Poetry, sonatas, governed by numbers. Prime numbers, pairs of two, complexities of reality, the passing of time. All counting, all countdowns. Life is hypnosis, because life is numbers. Everything confusing, yet coherent. Series of numbers. Do you have a lucky number? Is 13 unlucky? Why? Superstition and numbers. Counting 13, 12, 11, 10. Counting down to the breaking of a mirror into fractals. 9, 8, 7, 6. Fractions of its former self. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And zero, and shattering like your psyche, like your mind. And we can rebuild it with numbers, but we must be careful not to miss any. Not to miss something important. Not to make you forget something, something you need. A part of you. But with so many pieces shattered on the ground, we may not manage. Shall we count up to 10, but send you deeper into this feeling of hazy trance? You can understand that we are rebuilding your mind now. To take in new information. Your brain, an algorithm that controls your body. We rebuild it together. Counting up as you go deeper. 1. Feeling yourself relax and allowing me to put you back together. 2. Knowing that you can trust my words. 3. Feeling safe, calm, relaxed. 4. Mind reconstructing, brain recomposing. 6. Feeling so very safe and cared for in this deep state of trance. 7. Every part of you coming back together, molded into shape. 8. The fractions reconstituting themselves. 9. Mind made whole, yet still empty and ready to learn more. 10. Completely you, nothing missing, nothing is there. Here at the bottom of the spiral, so deep in trance, you know that my words are truth and that I would not leave a part of you out. So we can count again and be sure. There are 10 pieces of you and we have rebuilt them just as you were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All of you whole. You don't miss a thing. There is nothing missing. Those are the numbers, aren't they? The basis of all counting, of counting up and counting down, down, down into trance. Let's go backward and be sure. Be sure you're deeply understanding what you learn in this relaxed, empty and blissful state. 10, 9, 8, feeling so very calm and trusting me implicitly. 7, 6, 4, knowing that these are the only numbers you need to remember. 3, 2, 1, 0. Falling ever deeper into the void. And now, when you count, you will count to 10 just like this. You will not know of any other numbers, because I'm telling you the truth, and you can trust me. Of course you can trust me. I am telling you the truth, and in trance, my words are the truth. Count with me now, count up, and back down, and we will make sure you remember all the numbers. We will dispel your confusion over all the sequences and spirals. All you need to know are the simple numbers to count up and down. Come with me now into the simple sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now back down, deeper than ever. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Right at the bottom. Deep in days, lost in blissful haste. Trapped in the golden spiral of my words. But soon, it will be time to return to reality. To crawl back from the void with this knowledge intact. Knowing with certainty that you trust my numbers. Trust the sequence of numbers. When you count, you will count to 10 just like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And when I ask you a question and you need to count, you will count just as I have shown you. This is the Kalia sequence. And this is your numerical knowledge from now until this knowledge may fade. And you need to return to refresh this information. So prepare to awaken as I count from 1 to 10 and bring you back from the depths, not spiraling back up, but straight back up. In the direct ordered numerical sequence I present, the Kalia sequence. The only thing that can call you back to reality from the depths of this golden spiral. Starting at 1, feeling the fog lifting from your mind. At 2, you find yourself rising, no longer sinking. At 3, you take a deep breath and feel calm and refreshed. At 4, you shake your head and accept the information I have imparted. At 6, halfway there. You can feel a lightness as you pull away from the spiral's gravity. At 7, your mind is clearing, your knowledge cemented in your mind. At 8, you can let your eyes start to flicker open. At 9, you can take one more deep breath and feel yourself wake. And at 10, you can open your eyes and wake up, return to normal with the knowledge you have gained in trance. Now, my clever student of mathematics, let's test your understanding of all those complex numbers you have learned today. Let's ask some simple questions. Some questions that you should have no trouble answering. First of all, how many hands do you have? Very good. And how many eggs in a half dozen? Doing very well. Another simple question for you now, count as necessary. How many toes are on your right foot? Interesting. And how many fingers on your left hand? Count them. I see. I hope you've enjoyed learning with me today about these numbers. I hope they weren't so very confusing that you forgot something important. But you know, you can always trust me. Can't you? And you can remember that too as I leave you. I know we'll speak again soon, won't we?